Scattered snow showers and squalls continue in our area late this afternoon into this evening in the wake of the winter storm that came through yesterday. Over the past couple of days, I mentioned that the storm was expected to rapidly deepen as it worked its way to the northeast into New England, and that storm did undergo rapid intensification. In fact, there were reports of thunder snow and some very heavy snow bands. There was a report out of Maine of snowfall rates that were near 6 inches of snow per hour, which is absolutely blinding type snow. And that is where those heavier jackpot-type snow totals occurred across eastern interior New Hampshire into interior Maine, where some areas picked up about 2 feet of snow. But across the board, a great storm for ski country leading up to the New Year's holiday weekend. Now, behind the storm today, and that storm is positioned north of Maine now, we are seeing very gusty winds out of the northwest, and we're seeing lake effect areas of snow where there are lake effect snow advisories in effect for portions of the western Adirondacks and Mohawk Valley. And farther west, there's a lake effect snow warning in the Utica area. So in those areas, we're seeing accumulations of snow due to lake effect. And at times, these gusty winds are pushing snow showers and squalls through the entire region. And the snow showers and squalls can accumulate very quickly. So it's a situation where there may be nothing happening, then you look out the window 10 minutes later, and suddenly everything is covered with a very slick accumulation of fresh snow. So we have scattered showers of snow, some squalls at times moving through at least the first part of the night. As the wind eases tonight, those snow showers will basically weaken and mainly come to an end. And then tomorrow we start off with a little bit of sunshine, but our next storm comes at us. It's a clipper type system that will race across the north country, so clouds increase tomorrow, and we see the chance for some more snow later tomorrow into tomorrow night. Snow is most likely to accumulate north of I-90, so be aware that if you have plans for New Year's Eve tomorrow night, slippery travel conditions are possible across our whole area, with the greatest likelihood of accumulating snow across the northern half of the region. Then all is quiet for New Year's Day on Sunday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers with lows in the teens. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy with scattered snow showers developing, breezy, high 28 to 34. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers and lake effect snow squalls, low 16 to 22. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy, with scattered snow showers developing, breezy, high 28 to 34. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly with lows in the 20s, tomorrow becoming cloudy with highs in the 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight variably to mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, cold, low 18 to 22, tomorrow becoming cloudy with scattered snow showers developing, turning breezy, high 28 to 34. Region-wide on Sunday, partly sunny and dry, with highs in the 30s. Then on Monday, increasing clouds with the chance of an icy mix developing, cool with highs in the lower 30s. Have a great weekend and Happy New Year. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.